兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace be to all brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我们很平安的又即将进入安息。
We thank God for His grace that we have entered into the Sabbath safely.
那我们今天晚上大家能够聚集在教会来学习神的话语，愿主是祝福我们。
And may God bless us all for gathering here to learn His word.
现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考。神是我们的避难所，是力量。
Now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we study God is our refuge and strength.
我们请大家翻开诗篇四十六篇第一节。
Let's turn to Psalm 46, verse 1.
四十六篇第一节，神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Psalm 46, verse 1.God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
四十六篇开始到四十八篇，这三篇诗是一组的诗歌。
And Psalm 46 to 48 belong in one section.
这次都在歌颂神奇妙的拯救。
And these psalms praise God for His marvelous salvation.
是神怎么样拯救他的百姓脱离仇敌的手。
It records how God delivered His people from the hands of their enemies.
让原本慌乱不安的城最后进入安息，可以真的整城平安。
And it allowed a city which was very tumultuous to become calm.
然后最后连外邦不信的人都要大大的来遵从这位神。
And even nations who did not believe will come to praise God's great name.
四十六篇基本上就在强调神他的拯救。
Chapter 46 emphasizes God's deliverance.
当有神与我们同在的时候，我们就得到随时的帮助。
When God is with us, we receive very present help.
然后四十七篇呢，他就在强调要向这位天地的主，我们独一的神来歌颂赞美。
Psalm 47 emphasizes that we must praise our one and only true God.
万民好像很多族，他们有不同的祖先。
And all nations have their own tribes and their own ancestors.
他们有不同的王。
They have their own kings.
可是最后会发现，其实我们都只有一位大君王。
But in the end, we will all realize we have only one great king.
他就是我们的神。
And He is our God.
是应当称颂的。
He is to be praised.
他住在他荣耀的居所。
And he lives in the most holy place.
他要把荣耀给他的产业。
And He will give glory to His inheritance.
那最后列邦都要做神的子民。
All nations.Will choose to be His people.
所以最后列邦都要成为亚伯拉罕的神的民，亚伯拉罕之神的民。
And all people will come under the name of the God of Abraham.
因为神是至高的。
Because God is exceedingly great.
所以四十七篇就从四十六篇进入了这样一个王是要全民来歌颂赞美的。
Therefore, Psalm 47 tells us that God is worthy of praise.
他是全地的主。
He is the God of all the earth.
到四十八篇呢，他就带领我们进入神的城里面的平安。
Psalm 48 leads us into the peace within God's city.
在这个城里面，我们去思想神的作为。
Within this holy city, we reflect on God's works.
去想神的慈爱。
We reflect on His mercy.
然后把神的这个作为述说给后代听。
And we declare His works to our descendants.
让神成为我们人生的指引。
So that He is our guide.
所以到最后他要带领我们到神的殿里面来思想神的作为。
In the end, He will bring us into His temple so we may ponder upon His works.
我们看四十八篇的第九节。
Let's look at Psalm 48, verse 9.
神啊，我们在你的殿中想念你的慈爱。
9. We have thought, O God, on your loving kindness.
第十节，神啊，你受的赞美正与你的名相称，直到地极。你的右手满了公义。
in the midst of your temple. 10. According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness.
第十四节说，因为这神必啊，这个神永永远远为我们的神，他必做我们引路的，直到死时。
14 reads, For this is God, our God, forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death.
所以最后呢，我们就会发现，我们人生最好的引导者，指引我们人生方向的，就是这位独一的神。
In the end, we will realize that the best guide in our lives is this God.
一直到我们离开这个世界为止。
All the way until we leave this earth.
那我们在他的殿里面来敬拜，我们就来思想他的慈爱。
We come into his temple and ponder upon his loving kindness.
我们一起来欢喜颂赞他的慈爱。
We come and rejoice for his loving kindness.
所以46篇到48篇呢，这是一组非常美好的诗歌。
And therefore, Psalm 46 to 48 is a series of beautiful songs.
那我们今天晚上来看46篇。
Tonight we will look at Psalm 46.
来看神怎么样成为我们的避难所，成为我们的力量。
We will look at how God will become our refuge and strength.
在古时候诗篇的作者他们经历的神这个慈爱的作为。
In ancient times, the psalmists experienced God's mercy.
即使他们经历了似乎天摇地动的灾害。
Although they encountered many very great trouble.
那可是他们还是没有动摇，因为神与他们同在。
They would not be moved because God is with them.
他们被仇敌团团围住，似乎已经绝望了。
They were surrounded by their enemies and they were hopeless.
但是神最后仍然施行奇妙拯救。
But in the end, God still delivered them.
古时候的选民，他们经历神这个作为，今天我们相信吗？
Do we believe that people of ancient times experienced this?
我们在遇到患难困苦突然来到的我们想不到的意外的时候，我们会有同样的信心来倚靠这位神吗？
When we encounter unforeseen circumstances, do we have the same faith to rely on God?
这就是我们要思想的重点。
And this is the main point we have to ponder upon.
46篇如果以历史上来看应该是在西西家王做王的时候所发生的一件事。
And Psalm 46, according to history, should have occurred during the time of King Hezekiah.
这是圣经学者他们在查考诗篇的每一个历史事件的时候，他们所发现的非常吻合的一个事情。
And this is something that the biblical scholars realized.
在列王记下的第十八章。
In 2 Kings chapter 18.
列王记下十八章。
Second Kings chapter 18.
西西家当王第十四年的时候
，records the 14th year of King Hezekiah.
十八章的第十三节开始。
From Second Kings chapter 18, verse 13.
就说明当时亚述率领大军来围攻来攻打犹大城，犹大国。
It records that the king of Assyria came up and attacked Judah.
那当时候大军来围困，准备要来攻打耶路撒冷。
And the Assyrians were prepared to attack Israel.
那这个亚述的将军呢，用极轻蔑的话向当时的选民恐吓要他们离弃神。
And the general of Assyria used words of mockery and to try to threaten the people of God.
亵渎了神的名。
And he blasphemed the name of God.
那当时候，这个神的选民真的很无助，任凭别人咒骂，一点也没有能力还手。
And the people were very helpless. They had no way to fight for themselves.
这个时候王他就上神的殿里面去祷告。
And at this time, King Hezekiah went and prayed to the Lord.
他跟神说他没有力量。
He told God he's helpless.
第十九章的第三节说：“今日是极难、责罚、凌辱的日子，如同妇人将要生产婴孩，却没有力量生产。”
In chapter 19, verse 3, it says, "And they said to him, 'Thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and rebuke and blasphemy, for the children have come to birth.'"
那当时候，先知以赛亚呢，就跟这个王勉励，不要害怕，要依靠神。
And the prophet Isaiah encouraged the king that he must not be helpless and he must rely on God.
神必要拯救。
For God will deliver them.
那当时候就在这样一个危急的情况下呢，哎，这个亚述王又给西西家王来了一封信。
And under during this crisis, the king of Assyria sent a letter to the king of Judah.
这封信意思就是说，没有人能够救你们脱离我的手。
And in this letter, he said, "No one can deliver you from my hands."
如果看第十九章的第十一节
，If we look at chapter 19, verse 11,
你总听说亚述诸王向列国所行的乃是进行灭绝，难道你还能得救吗
？It reads, "Look, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the lands by utterly destroying them, and shall you be delivered?"
那接下去的两节他就说，这些其他列国都已经被亚述 攻下来了，你们还能够从哪里得拯救呢？
And he said to the king, "Look at all these nations who have been captured. Can you be delivered?"
这些王现在在哪里？都已经死了。
And where are these kings? These kings now? They are all dead.
你们还有可能脱离亚述的手吗？
Is it then possible for you to be delivered from the hands of Assyria?
十四节，你看西西家当时候接过手上的信啊，他就进到神的殿里。
14. And Hezekiah received a letter from the hand of the messengers and went up to the house of the Lord.
他把这个信放在神面前。
And he spread it before God.
他跟神祷告。
And he prayed to God.
那他求神能够侧耳听，睁眼看。
And he asked the Lord to incline his ear and open his eyes.
他跟神说，真的没有错，亚述诸王果然使列国和列国之地都变为荒凉了。
And he says, truly, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands.
十九节，主我们的神啊，现在求你救我们脱离亚述王的手，使天下万国都知道，唯独你主是神。
19. Now therefore, O Lord our God, I pray, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord God, you alone.
那时候神回应了西西家王的祷告。
God replied to the prayer of King Hezekiah.
神跟王这样说。
And this is what he said.
第三十三节。
Verse 33.
他从哪条路来，必从哪条路回去，必不得来到这城。这是神说的。
33. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and he shall not come into this city, says the Lord.
34节，因为我为自己的缘故，又为我仆人大卫的缘故，必保护拯救这城。
For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake.
这是当时候，你看。这个神的选民呢，他们遇到极大患难的时候，真的像天摇地动，他们接下来国家可能就灭亡了。
And when the people of God encountered a great tribulation, it seemed as if they were about to perish.
可是神奇妙拯救是35节，当夜神的使者出去，在亚述营中杀了185,000人，清早有人起来一看，都是死尸了。
But in verse 35, and it came to pass on a certain night that the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were the corpses all dead.
36节，最后亚述王就拔营回去，住在尼尼微城。
And therefore the king of Assyria went and remained in Nineveh.
那我们可以看到最后西西亚王就是神的选民，他们不会一兵一卒，这个亚述大军就撤退，而且是全军覆没。
And we see that without the Israelites even lifting a finger, the forces of Assyria retreated and they were all killed.
这是神奇妙的作为。
This is the marvelous work of God.
那这样的一个神的拯救，在诗篇46篇不着痕迹的留下了。一首诗歌。
And such deliverance was not forgotten, but was described within the psalm.
我们如果看诗篇46篇，我们不会看到这个历史的记录。
If we look at Psalm 46, we do not see the recordings of history.
这就是诗篇作者他的用意。
And this is the purpose of the psalmist.
因为在选民的历史上曾经发生过这样一个重大的急难。
Because during the history of the people of Israel, they encountered such a great tribulation.
但是对我们来说，我们的患难可能不一样。
But for us in today, our tribulations may be different in nature.
但是这位神要成为我们的避难所，成为我们的力量，成为我们的拯救，是万世万代都一样的。
But the one fact is true that it is that God is our refuge and strength no matter what we encounter.
这首诗歌有一句话一直重复出现。
And in this psalm, there is a phrase that repeatedly that repeats itself.
就是第七节说，万军的神与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
That is verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge.
在第十一节再重复一次。
It repeats in verse 11.
那表示说，当我们能够体验到有神同在的时候。
And that is to say, when we can experience that God is abiding with us.
我们就真的可以得到力量去面对各种不同的挑战。
Then we will receive strength, and we can face these different challenges.
我们最后能够经历真的神是我们的生命。
In the end, we will truly experience that God is our life.
他是我们最重要的保护。
And He is our greatest protector.
他也是我们的荣耀。
He is our glory.
他是给我们平安的。
He is one who gives us peace.
所以在他里面，我们真的可以得到安息。
In Him, we can receive peace.
所以每一个世代的人在看这一篇诗篇的时候，都能够有不同的感受。
Men of all generations may have a different feeling when reading the psalm.
对神的认识都会一样的深刻。
And they will each have a very deep understanding of God.
所以诗篇46篇基本上是一篇是一首信心跟歌颂的诗歌。
Psalm 46 is a psalm of praise and faith.
是充满感恩的。
It is full of thanksgiving.
因为他会发现只有这个神能够成为拯救。世人是靠不住的。
For he realizes that only God can be his deliverance and we cannot rely on men.
所以46篇第一节到第三节。
In Psalm 46, 1 to 3.
他在强调神是避难所，是力量。
It emphasizes that God is our refuge and strength.
虽然地虽然改变，或者是山虽然摇动到海心。
Although the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea.
第三节说，其中的水虽然喷轰翻腾，山虽然因为海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。
Though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling.
所以这个就是神是随时的帮助，在患难的那个时候马上就出现的。
God is the very present help in trouble.
那今天如果我们住在神的城里面，我们就平安。
If we live in the city of God, we will have peace.
有神同在的地方就是神，就是那里就是神的国。
And where God dwells, there is His kingdom.
所以从第四节开始到第七节呢，他还强调这个神的城是多么安稳。
And verses 4 to 7 emphasize how stable God's city is.
我们现在住在一个所在，这个地方就是神的圣城，是神居住的圣所。
And the place where we now live is God's tabernacle and His dwelling place.
有神在其中的这个城必不动摇。
And the city in which God lives, shall not be moved.
那这个城就是神的家。
This city is God's house.
是神的国度。
It is His kingdom.
在这里，神有保护；在这里，人有平安。
Here there is protection and there is peace from God.
他从第八节呢，他就邀请众人说：“你们来看神的作为。”
Verse 8 invites people to behold the works of God.
来看看神怎么样拯救他的百姓。
To look at how God delivers His people.
神要让战争止息。
God will allow God will make wars to cease.
他要让我们真的可以安静在他面前，去等候他的作为。
And He will allow us to wait quietly for His work.
所以要安静，然后去观察，到底神是怎么来拯救我们。
We will quiet ourselves and observe how God will save us.
然后神的名要在万邦中被尊崇。
And God's name will be exalted among all nations.
我们在神里面能够得到完全的平安。
In God, we can receive complete peace.
所以这一篇呢，它三个段落非常的清楚。
And these three sections are very clear.
这一篇的主题也非常明显。
And the main theme of this psalm is clear also.
当我们人生在世的时候，我们可能会遇到许多的患难。
Well, we are on the earth, we may encounter many tribulations.
因为有时候患难像火星飞腾，像突然之间就出现在我们周遭。
And the tribulation may come as a comet.
所以我们如果注意观察我们周遭的这个社会这个环境，其实是一直在变化的。
And if we observe our society and the surroundings, it is continually changing.
我们有时候碰到病痛，有时候碰到困难。
We encounter illnesses and difficulties.
有时候我们也可能碰到我们不想要的逼迫。
And we may encounter persecution.
那这个时候我们要从哪里得帮助呢？
And during these times, where can we find help?
我们有时候会想到说，那我们靠我们看得见的人，或者是靠我们自己。
Sometimes we may think to rely on people whom we can see or ourselves.
那可是我们发现人其实是不可靠的。
But we will realize that men are not reliable.
虽然有时候我们的朋友可能很有爱心要帮助我们。
Although many of our friends may have a loving heart to help us.
你看我们今天在这个社会里面，我们有亲人，我们有朋友、同事。
In this society, we have friends, family, and coworkers.
当我们的朋友、亲戚或者是我们的邻居知道我们有患难，他们也会很有爱心的想来协助我们。
When our neighbors see that we are going through some difficulties, they would want to assist us.
可是有时候人的帮助不见得有效。
But many times, the help of man is not effective.
那就好像我们都知道，约伯他也是突然之间遇到很巨大的患难。
We know that Job suddenly encountered a great tribulation.
他所遇到的其实是像在他的生命当中突然天摇地动，天都塌下来的那种感觉。
It was as if the heavens were falling down in his life.
那他的朋友也很爱心，也很有爱心啊。
And his friends were also very loving.
你看那三个朋友这样子跟他大老远来看他，跟他一起坐在那边对看了七天，一句话都说不出来。
And they came from afar, sat with him for 7 days without saying a word.
然后就开口要来安慰他了。
Then they opened their mouths to comfort him.
等他们嘴巴一张开，哇，那约伯更痛苦。
But the moment they opened their mouths, Job's sorrow increased.
他们当时如果不要讲话，可能还好一点。
Perhaps it would have been better if they did not speak.
所以有时候你看我们在遇到患难的时候，有时候别人来帮助我们。他嘴巴一张开，我们反而更痛苦。
Sometimes
讲错话。
People wish to help us, but the moment they open their mouths, we increase in sorrow because they have spoken the wrong words.
我们如果这个患难是我们的亲人、我们的朋友，我们现在换我们要去安慰人的时候，很有可能我们会讲错话。
And when our friends or family are also encountering tribulation, we also may speak.
所以我们从人的帮助是有限的。
Man's help is limited.
所以约伯记十三章哦，当时约伯他对他的朋友下了一个，给了一个评语啊。
And in Job chapter 13, his friend placed judgment.
就是给他一个感想，他对他的朋友的一个感想啊。
And he shared with his friends a thought he had.
十三章的第四节说：“你们是编造谎言的。”都是无用的医生。
Job 13 verse 4, but you forgers of lies, you are all worthless physicians.
所以这个你看，当时候这些朋友其实真的也是很无奈，因为他们想要帮助，但其实他们真的不了解原因，他们当然就讲错话了。
These friends can be seen as helpless because although they wanted to assist Job, they shared the wrong words.
所以我们要真的明白说，当我们遇到巨大的急难的时候，从人来的帮助是靠不住的。
We must understand that when we encounter tribulations, the help from men is not reliable.
诗篇147篇也是这样，46篇也是这样写。
Psalm 146, also touches upon this.
诗篇的146篇哈。
Psalm 146.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他说：“你们不要倚靠君王，不要倚靠世人，他一点不能帮助。”
3. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help.
第四节说：“他的气一断，就归为尘土，他所打算的，当日就消灭了。”
For his spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish.
第五节说，以雅各的神为帮助，仰望主他神的，这人便为有福了。
5. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God.
所以你看这里 就让我们做一个很明确的判别，是依靠神呢，还是要依靠人呢？
And here, it directs us into a very, very, very clear conclusion. That is, do we rely on God or men?
那我们知道，有时候这个神借着这个天灾地变呢，来彰显他的权柄。
And sometimes God manifests His authority through, natural disasters.
谁有办法让整个地震动？
Who can allow the whole earth to shake?
你就算核子弹爆炸，也只是区域性的震动而已。
And even if you use an atomic bomb, if you use a nuclear bomb, the earth only shakes to that extent.
就好像如果在世界亚洲哪个地方。这个国家在核子试爆，我们在这里，你会感觉到 有地震吗？不会啊。
For example, if in Asia there was a nuclear bomb that blew up, would you be able to feel it here? You wouldn't.
但是如果神让这整个地震动，每个地方人就可以感受到。
But if God causes the earth to shake, everyone in the world can feel it.
所以圣经在诗篇104篇呢，他在描述神的作为哈。
In Psalm 104, it describes God's work.
104篇的第六节。
Psalm 104, verse 6.
104篇第六节说，你用深水遮盖地面，犹如衣裳，珠水高过山岭。
You covered it with the deep as a garment. The waters stood above the mountains.
第七节说，你的斥责一发，水便奔逃。你的雷声一发，水便奔流。
At your rebuke, they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away.
然后第八节说，诸山就升上，诸谷沉下，归你为他所安定之地。
They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys to the place which you founded for them.
这个强调神的威严，神的权柄。
Here emphasizes God's greatness and His authority.
说神斥责地，地就震动。
God rebuked the earth and it shook.
那如果神发怒了，那这个就可怕了。
And it is even more terrible if God is enraged.
在那鸿书啊，他提到这个神的怒气啊。
In the book of Nahum, it speaks of God's anger.
那鸿书第一章哈、
啊。Nahum chapter 1。
那鸿书在弥迦书后面。
Nahum is behind the book of Micah。
第一章第四节。
Chapter 1 verse 4。
神他斥责海，海就干了。一切江河就干涸了。
He rebukes the sea and makes it dry。
然后那个森林就衰残了。
And dries up the river.And the flower of Lebanon wilts.
第五节，大山因他震动，小山也都消化，大地在他面前就凸起，世界和住在其间的也都如此。
The mountains quake before him, the hills melt, and the earth heaves at his presence. Yes, the world and all who dwell in it.
哦，那这个就在说明说，这个有时候神的作为呢，是要表达他的权、他的全能、他的怒气。
And here it describes how sometimes nature may be used to manifest God's authority or His wrath.
但是如果我们今天是属神的人
，But if today we are God's people，
我们把这个神当作我们的避难所。
And we consider God as our refuge.
即使我们现在面临这个山摇地动的那个这个急难的时候，我们都可以放心的。
Even if we encounter a tribulation that seemingly makes the ground shake, we're okay.
我们在加州这个地方有一些人都在预测说，不知道多久以后会有大地震。
People in Southern California predict that there will be a great earthquake.
就是说一定会有地震，但是不知道什么时候会来，不知道我们会不会碰到而已。
And we are saying that there will in fact be a great earthquake. We just do not know when it will be.
可是世界各地很多地方他们现在都经历那个地震的恐惧了。
Many nations of the world have experienced the terror of an earthquake.
当山动摇到海心的时候，就是整个山大震动的时候。
When whole mountains are moved into the sea.
好，那个海啸就出现了。
And a tsunami occurs.
那个时候真的所有人都颤抖。
And at that time, everyone trembles.
我们有一个姐妹，她刚好经历过那个几年前日本的大地震。
There's a sister of ours that experienced the earthquake in Japan a couple years ago.
她吓到好几天都不敢睡觉了。
She was so terrified that she was not able to sleep for many days.
本来在日本读书，赶快回来。
She was studying in Japan.
不敢待在那个地方了。
Quickly returned because she dare not stay there.
她说之后还一直摇，每天晚上都在做噩梦。
And the earth continued to shake, and she had nightmares about it.
一有风吹草动，晚上都是把衣服穿好的。
And she always remained dressed at night.
随时都把那个鞋子鞋子都不敢脱的，晚上都穿着鞋子睡觉。
She also kept her shoes on when she slept.
把那个地震的那个救生的那个急用包都放在枕头旁边，一起床拿着就跑。
She also had an emergency kit next to her pillow. She would be able to get up and run away.
那就是说明说，今天如果我们经历这种山摇地动的时候，我们真的会恐惧。
That is to say that when we encounter these earthquakes, men we will be greatly terrified.
1999年的时候，台湾有一个大地震。
In 1999, there was a great earthquake in Taiwan.
那时候，我们教会的信徒呢，真的是经历了神的拯救。
At that time, the members in Taiwan experienced God's deliverance.
我们有一位执事啊，张执事啊。
There was a deacon Chang.
他有五个孩子。
He had five children.
他是住在山上工作的人，在山上种水果的人。
And he had an agricultural business in Taiwan, in the mountains.
地震是在9月21号凌晨1点多的时候发生的。
And the earthquake occurred on September 21st at 1 a.m.
1点47分呢。
1:47.
大部分人都在睡觉的时候。
At night, when everyone was asleep.
那一天的那一个凌晨的前一个晚上，他们到一个弟兄家里面去家庭聚会。
And that evening before, they had gathered at the brother's house for Bible study.
那他们是他有五个孩子啊。
He had five children, five sons.
那其中有三个儿子都在山上工作。
Three out of five sons.We're working in the mountains.
他自己跟他的妻子也是在山上，刚好那个时候在采水果的时候。
He and his wife also happened to be harvesting fruit at that time.
他们这个孩子跟他这个还几个孩子都去参加家庭聚会之后，他们就要回山上去过夜了。
After he and his children attended this Bible study, they planned to go back to the mountains.
那因为那一天，因为他们在山下家人聚会，隔一天，他们弟兄有一个弟兄的孩子过世要丧礼，所以他的大儿子就被留在那个平地，没有上山去住。
And due to a funeral that will a memorial service that will occur the next day, his eldest son did not return to the mountains, but remained where he was.
那他跟他自己的太太就回到山上那个宫寮里面去过夜。
And he and his wife returned up to the mountains.
他的另外两个儿子跟几个朋友在另外一个宫寮里面过夜。
His two other sons stayed with other friends.
他的另外一个儿子全家是住在刚好正阳附近的那个大楼里面。
And his other son, and his other son's family all lived in the building close to the epicenter.
如果是大地震发生的时候
，If it was a great earthquake，
如果是一般的没有神拯救的人，很可能他整个家就没有了。
It was very probable that he and his whole family could have died.
但是因为有神，因为神看顾。
But because there is a God and God watches over them.
他所有的家人一个都没有受伤，毫发无伤。
Not one of his family members were injured.
而且是非常奇妙的。
It is very miraculous.
他自己本身上宫寮去睡觉。
He himself went up.To spend the night.
他早早就去睡觉，因为聚会晚上山，他就去睡了。
And he went to bed early after service.
睡到一半，地震的时候被震醒了。
He was awoken by the earthquake shaking.
因为那个地震是上下震，左右摇之后上下震动的。
Because the earth moved left and right, up and down.
摇了差不多一分多钟嘛。
And it shook for over around a minute.
他跟太太起来惊醒的时候，要跪在地上，要跪在房间那个宫寮地上祷告。
And he and his wife woke up and prayed.
他说跪不住了。
But he cannot.
东西掉下来，他一直摇啊，没办法跪啊。
Things were falling and it was shaking, so you cannot kneel properly.
然后就赶快跑出去了。
So he ran out quickly.
他跑出去，哎。他就因为一直摇，所以都不敢回到那个屋子里面去。
Because everything was shaking, he dared not return to
the building. 他们也没有受伤，只是很害怕。
They were not injured, but just very terrified.
等到天亮以后
，When at daybreak,
他才发现神的恩典有多大。
He realized how great God's grace was.
等到他出去的时候，他才发现。离他的宫寮两公尺的地方，有一个很大的石头就停在他的屋后。一个很大的那个 rock。
When he went out in the morning, he only then he realized that there was a great rock next to the land.
那个石头是从山上掉下来的。
It was a great rock that had fallen from the mountain.
离他住的那个宫寮两公尺停下来了。
And it was only 2 meters away from his plot of land.
那时候地震刚发生的时候，他的家人从山下打电话进来，还可以打电话的时候，跟他说是不是要赶快下来？他说不用，现在下去很危险，他们就留在那个山上。
And during the earthquake, when his children called and asked if they should go down to the mountain, he had replied them saying that they should stay where they are since it is very dangerous.
哇，他就发现说神真的很奇妙。
Then he realized that how great God was.
真的，如果神不没有神让那个石头停止，他们夫妻早就死了。
If God did not stop that huge rock, then he and his wife would have died.
然后呢，他就到他父亲另外他那个另外一个儿子本来要当天晚上要住的那个宫寮那边去看。
And then he went to where his other son was staying.
他儿子的那个宫寮已经被土石淹没了。
And that piece of land was already covered by rocks.
但是感谢神，神就让他的那个儿子当天晚上就留在山下，没有到山上去。
But thank God that God made it so that his oldest son stayed, did not come back up the mountain that night.
那他的另外一个儿子的家庭住在城里面。
And his other son, who lived in the city,
是住在一个大楼的公寓的。
And he lived in an apartment in a building.
那个大楼是在地震的时候受损的，那个整个陷下去的，整个变形快倒了。
The whole building sunk into the earth, and it was about to fall over.
但是感谢神，他的这个全家人都被救出来。
But thank God that his whole family was rescued.
没有伤亡。
And there were no deaths.
然后他另外两个儿子呢，跟他几个朋友在另外一个山上。
And his two other sons were with friends nearby, on, also on the mountain.
他说他的这两个儿子，当天晚上不知道怎么突然想到，他说睡不着觉。
And that night, his two sons, without knowing why, could not fall asleep.
一点多他们就不想睡。
At 1 o'clock, they didn't want to lay there anymore.
然后他们就出去了，他们就走出去户外。
So they went outside.
他们就跑到那个山上去看看，他们准备要工作，隔天要工作的地方。
They went up to the mountains to look over the land that they were about to work tomorrow.
那这个时候呢，他们走出去在外面的时候，突然地震了。
And the time when they were outside, the earthquake began.
那个时候，你看他们在外野外，他们每个人都抱着一棵大树。
And they
were, 抱住那个树。
They each held on to a tree.
大声喊哈利路亚，主耶稣救我。
And they cried out loudly, Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, save me.
当时候真的是大声祷告，求神。
And they prayed out loud and asked God to save them.
然后因为事后是一直震动嘛，都是一直余震嘛。
Because it continued to shake.
他们就抱着那个树留在外面，不敢回去了，就一直到天亮。
They held on to the tree and did not go back in.
等到天亮的时候，他们回到他们那个公寮去，已经不见了，已经被土石淹没了。
And the building which they lived in was already covered in stones.
他的两个儿子跟另外五个同伴全部都平安。
He and his the two sons and their friends were all safe.
所以真的是神很奇妙的拯救。
It truly is God's miraculous salvation.
那当时候你看这个张执事他的整个家庭，他看到他们当时候看到这样一个神的作为。
Brother Cheng's entire family saw God's great work.
他当时候心里面很平静。
He was very calm inside his heart.
因为他知道说这个就是神给的平安。
Because he knew that this is peace coming from God.
我们看诗篇五十九篇。
Let's look at Psalm 59.
诗篇五十九篇。
Psalm 59.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
我要歌颂你的力量。早晨要高唱你的慈爱，因为你做过我的高台，在我极难的日子，做过我的避难所。
16, but I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning, for you have been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble.
十七节说：“我的力量啊，我要歌颂你，因为神是我的高台，是赐恩给我的神。
”17 reads: For you, O my strength.I will sing praises, for God is my defense, my God of mercy.
所以真的，我们今天生命动作存留都是在神手上。
We see that every action that we are able to take is in the hand of God.
神他赐给我们平安，是世人意想不到的。
God gives us peace that is unimaginable to men.
我们真的要去想神他的作为。
We must ponder upon God's works.
神是我们的避难所，在圣经里面，特别在诗篇一直不断的出现的。
And the phrase "God is our refuge" occurs many times in Psalm.
如果我们看诗篇三十二篇的第七节哈。
If we look at Psalm 34 verse 7.
三十二篇第七节。
Excuse me, 32 verse 7.
你是我藏身之处，你必保佑我脱离苦难，以得救的乐歌四面环绕我。
7. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance.
所以神他用得救的这个赞美的诗歌来围绕我们。
God surrounds us with songs of deliverance.
他要成为我们最好的保护。
He will become our greatest protection.
因为说有时候神他拯救我们的时候，就是因为当时候蒙拯救这些张执事的儿子，他们也不知道为什么，那个时候他们就是好像有一个力量，一个声音叫他们走出去，不要再留在屋子里面。
And the sons of Ding and Cheng, who were saved, did not know where this great this feeling that came to them came from, that told them that they should go outside.
因为神知道即将发生的事情。
Because God knew what was about to happen.
神就拯救了他的百姓。
And God saved His people.
所以神是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
God is our very present help in trouble.
就是这个患难出现的当下，神就是要救我们脱离这个患难的。
And the moment that we encounter trouble, God will be there to save us.
那所以今天如果我们成为神的民，是多么有福啊！
How blessed we are to be the people of God.
在神的这个城里面呢，这个天翻地覆、山摇地动，最后都变成像一条生命的河水，让我们得到保护。
When we are in the city of God, when the earth shakes and heaven fall, everything will become just like a calm river that flows.
四十六篇的第四节，他说有一道河，这河的分岔使城的城欢喜，这个城就是至高者居住的圣所。
In Psalm 46 verse 4, it says, "There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High."
这个神的城就是今天的教会。
This city is the church.
那因为在这个城里面就是至高者居住的圣所。
For it is the dwelling place of the Most High.
在这里有生命的河水。
And in here, there is the river of living water.
好，所以有河的地方才有生命。
And where there is a river, there is life.
你看，一般古今中外绝大部分的城啊，古城，特别是那个重要的城，都会建在河旁边。
Most ancient fortified cities are constructed near rivers.
绝大部分都是有河经过的地方。
Most of them have river running through them.
你看美国这里也是这样啊。
It is the same with cities in the United States.
纽约有一条哈德森河吗？
In New York, there's Hudson River.
你看惠城也有一条河啊。
In Philadelphia, there's also a river.
你看一些大城都在水旁边。
Great cities are often next to rivers.
不然就在海旁边。
Or next to the ocean. 因为有水，
你才会有生命啊。
Because where there...Only where there is water, there is life.
但是唯独耶路撒冷城是站在山上，没有河的。
Only Jerusalem is on a mountain where there is no river.
有的是小河流啊。
There are streams.
所以我们就看到神他居住在当中，其实神本身成为他们的生命河水。
But we see that God is with him, and God Himself becomes their river.
那当神在这当中的时候，这个城就不动摇，这里的民就有平安。
When God is in the midst of the city, it shall not be moved.
因为到天一亮，神就帮助这城。
God shall help her just at the break of dawn.
所以我们就看到那个神帮助我们度过那个最黑暗的那个危险。
God will lead us through the darkest time of danger.
虽然外邦喧嚷啊，列国动摇，但是神的百姓确实可以安静。
Although nations rage and kingdoms were moved, God's people are not moved.
因为神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
他成为我们的避难所，我们的力量。
He is our refuge and strength.
我们要像第八节所说，你们来看神的作为。
We should be as it says in verse 8, come behold the works of the Lord.
来看他使地怎样荒凉的。
See how he makes the desolations in the earth.
第九节说，看他怎么样止息刀兵，直到地极。
Verse 9, he makes war cease to the end of the earth.
看他怎么样让全地得到安息。
And how he brings peace to the earth.
所以这个说来看，表示说我们用心的去观察。
Come behold means that we must pay attention.
今天我们在我们的周遭。我们弟兄姐妹身上有很多奇妙见证。
There are many wonderful testimonies in the lives of our brothers and sisters.
我们来到神的殿里面去思想神的作为。
We come on into the temple of God to reflect on His works.
虽然这个社会持续不断的动乱，这是我们知道的。
Although society continues to be shaken and to be corrupted.
但是我们在主耶稣这里会得到安息。
But in Lord Jesus, we will receive peace.
凡劳苦担重担的，到我这里来，必得到安息。
All who bear heavy burden, shall come to Lord Jesus and receive rest.
主耶稣基督要成为我们最重要的保护。
God will become our greatest protector.
那我们在神的殿里面来思考，来感谢。
And here we can reflect and give thanks.
那我们一起来歌颂神，他是我的神。
Let us come praise God together.
让我们把神的这个作为向万民来宣扬。
Let us proclaim His works to all nations.
让神在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。
So that He is exalted among the nations and on the earth.
再一起来唱诗。
Let us sing Him again.
382首。
382.